My mother, I would say, bullied me. She was verbally abusive with me when I came out of the closet. And that was deeply traumatic for our family. My father didn't respond to it in a way that was helpful to me or empowering to me.
Jessica Lake Mason of East Amherst says when she was 16, she revealed she was gay, but it was a struggle. Her younger brother, Will Mason, also of East Amherst, witnessed the difficulties. She was the inspiration for him to write The Boy with the Rainbow Heart. He turned it into a teaching tool for others. Jessica Mason still refers to her younger brother as Billy as they sat down with us to share their story.
Billy might have been bullied at school in some sense, to some degree, because I was gay. I remember my mother coming home one day and saying, "What, you know, look what you're doing to your brother. Look what you're doing to your sister. You know, kids were teasing him at school. You know, how can you do this to him?" And for me at 16 to take on that, I had a sense that at that time, there's nothing about me that's inherently wrong because of this that really is causing my brother to be bullied. If people are bullying him at school because of who they have heard I am, you know, that's because they have a problem. When all of this came out and I came out of the closet, I went to school and school was my refuge, but it was also a place where the school wasn't prepared to handle, to help me in the way that it should. So I had to see counselors, I had to see social workers, you know, things that I might not have necessarily needed, but I was sort of targeted as this problem student.
How difficult was it for you to be in that home environment and not have the support of your mom and dad to what she was struggling with?
You know, for me, I don't even necessarily know if I fully grasped what it meant to be gay or, you know, I was like very sad and confused just because you were really traumatized and you were really, I specifically remember you just crying and I crying with you and Melissa. Melissa's our other sister. You know, even, you know, Joey was super confused too, but, you know, for me, it was more of just like seeing the trauma, which affected me and not really understanding it. And like Jesse said, like occasionally getting teased by my friends or like, you know, having someone older than me come up and be like, "I heard your sister was gay." And I think that really planted the seed for the book. After going through the Masters of Social Work program at the University at Buffalo, I did 2-year-long internships as a school social worker in Buffalo Public 89, the Dr. Lydia T. Wright School, and then at Country Parkway Elementary School, which is a school in Williamsville. I definitely noticed a gap and a lack of resource, lack of children's books that really represented diverse characters, really spoke to kids who might feel different or LGBTQ themselves.
The story of this young boy, he takes on this difficult topic. How do you portray that in the book?
We worked with a brother and sister, Dan and Coraline, who specialize in 2D and 3D art. The way we illustrated it and the way we pieced the book together and wrote the book was very intentional. We wanted to make a book that speaks to children, that preaches kindness and acceptance for whoever you are. You know, and Jesse and I have talked about this a few times about the term, you know, we had to be gentle in order to get school administrators like superintendents and principals to actually implement it in their classrooms or with their school social workers or school psychologists. And so, you know, Jessica says it's bad that we even have to use the term gentle when talking about LGBTQ themes within children's literature.
Billy's choice here is very deliberate in terms of trying to get it in the schools. And I think it's a good choice. And it has resulted in this book receiving a lot of attention and being welcomed in a way that it unfortunately would not have.
You now have this in the Buffalo Public Schools.
We launched a Kickstarter to raise seed money so we could publish and print the books, and with the main goal of donating books to Buffalo Public Schools. And so the director of library services, Michael Cambria, he welcomed the book donation with open arms. And each K-8 school in Buffalo Public is now getting 3 books, and their school social worker, their student support staff, and then their libraries. We've donated, I want to say, around 50 books to Syracuse Public Schools. Jessica and I went up to Rochester to the director of, I think, their library services and donated 50 books to Rochester Public Schools. We were able to donate 80 books to every school psychologist at Cleveland Public Schools, and we recently made that donation a few weeks ago.
Jessica and Will, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the book.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.